And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hello, my name is David Mitchell. I'm author of Cloud Atlas and The Bone Clocks. And the book I would like to recommend is Independent People by Haldor Laxness. Many of you may not have heard of this. It's a novel by an Icelandic novelist, Haldor Laxness. He's the only Icelander, I believe, ever to have been awarded the Nobel for literature in this case, and it's richly deserved. This book is about the life of a farmer in a very remote part of this remote country, and it's just fabulous. It's somewhat old school in construction. It's a no-tricks novel, at least on the surface. It's pretty naturalist, realist. It is shot through with references to and channelings of Icelandic myth, but by and large, the laws of physics do not get broken. Its protagonist, a farmer, as a young man, sets up a homestead, a farm, in this somewhat cursed valley. There was a farm there, but it failed to prosper, but he's gone back and is going to pour his will and his life into making this work. It's about the woman and actually women he marries and the children they raise and the changing times of Iceland from, I think, about the 1890s, when Iceland was still very much a third world country, through boom time in the First World War, when the war created a huge demand for both meat and wool, and these serfs became relatively rich for the first time in their lives. It runs through the political movements of the age, the pitfalls they fall into. It's got one really memorable set piece where the characters, it's almost as if Laxness sort of tried to make the most impossible narrative cul-de-sac to get out of. It's a whole scene set in Iceland, in this remote valley, in winter, it haven't seen the sun for ages, in the pre-dawn thorough darkness. A character's just lying there in bed, doesn't even get out of bed. You know, how can you possibly make that interesting? But for about six pages, Laxness makes it brilliant. And then there's a piece in the Icelandic spring towards the end of the novel when one of the farmer's sons is due to set sail to America, which in those days was like leaving for the moon, except further, because you could see the moon from Iceland. It was definitely a one-way ticket, but just as he's about to get onto the boat, he meets this girl, and there's this best sort of exhilarating, they're on horses, they go riding. It's an astonishing piece of writing, and hairs on my forearms are standing up just thinking about it now. That's a great, great scene in a book full of great scenes. It's a beautiful piece of art, and it deserves the widest possible audience.
David Mitchell recommends Independent People by Haldor Laxness. And you can find more bookmarks and an interview with Mitchell on our website at ttbook.org.